Calorama, a Recorded Books Highbridge imprint, presents Unrigged, How Americans Are Battling Back to Save Democracy, by David Daley. Read by L.J. Ganser. The right to vote freely for the candidate of one's choice is of the essence of a democratic society, and any restrictions on that right strike at the heart of representative government. And the right of suffrage can be denied by a debasement or dilution of the weight of a citizen's vote, just as effectively as by wholly prohibiting the free exercise of the franchise. Reynolds v. Sims, 1964. Chief Justice Earl Warren for the majority. Power concedes nothing without a demand. Frederick Douglass. The people have the power. Patti Smith. Introduction. Despite months of pre-electoral hype and civic optimism, Election Night 2018 did not bring the much-hoped-for clarity to the nation's deep divisions. On one hand, Democrats claimed the U.S. House for the first time in a decade, netted more governorships than in any election since 1982, and also flipped control of 6 state legislative chambers and some 325 state House and Senate seats nationwide. Across the aisle, Republicans expanded their majority in the U.S. Senate, knocking off incumbent Democrats in Indiana, North Dakota, Florida, and Missouri. Ted Cruz extinguished liberal heartthrob Beto O'Rourke in Texas's U.S. Senate race, and hopes that Georgia and Florida might elect their first black governors came to a bitter end as well, with the defeats of Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. On cable news, the nation's top political analysts debated the key midterm takeaways and shrugged. It is, of course, only natural.